We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Good afternoon, Memphis. This is Chris with Dipping Your Hip, 91.7 WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee, getting Soundtribe Sector 9, starting us off tonight with ABCs. Dipping Your Hip is supported by Mempho Presents.
Mempho presents River Beat Music Festival, coming to the newly renovated Tom Lee Park in downtown Memphis, May 3rd through May 5th, featuring performances by the Fugees, Odessa, Jelly Roll, Black Pumas, Mount Joy, and over 50 artists and DJs on 5 stages. More info at riverbeat.com.
Okay, you guys, I got John and Nate here tonight from the Good Vibes Comedy Festival that's taking place this weekend at the High Tone. Want to give them an opportunity to kind of share what's going on with the Good Vibes Comedy Festival, what's going down, a little bit of the itinerary, you know, what you got in store for, you know, the city of Memphis and all the fun events that you guys have planned around that. So I'll let John and Nate, you guys, you know, talk about it. Let the city know what's going on.
Well, my name is Nate Jackson.
I'm John Miller. What's up, y'all? Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, of course. Yeah, man, for having us on. We're both comedians from the city of Memphis. I'm 6 years in. John's
10. I'm in 10? Doing 10 years.
We both didn't know
comedians knew how to do math.
Yeah, it's tough. We start counting backwards. But, you know, we noticed.
I was wondering why you walked backwards inside the place.
Benjamin Button all day, you know. But Nathan and I noticed that there was a gap in the Memphis comedy scene, showcasing comedy at a high level in the form of a festival. So, you know, we combined our powers to essentially fill that void for the city. Memphis used to have a comedy festival dubbed the Memphis Comedy Festival, but right before COVID happened, they were on hiatus and they haven't made it back. So we took it upon ourselves to you know, make another comedy festival happen for the city. Yeah. So, and we dubbed it Good Vibes because that's the type of energy that the city deserves.
For
right,
sure.
Right, right. And plus, on the other hand of it too, is that we noticed that a lot of times you got comics that come to town and they're here for one day, or they're here and they like, oh, there's nothing happening, and they go straight to Nashville or something. So the one thing we wanted to do was create a stop to that, essentially, right? And basically create a space here to where traveling road comics, bigger name comics, they recognize the city of Memphis as a place to stop for comedy. You know what I mean? So, and like here recently, we've had some pretty bigger names to stop in the town.
Yep.
You know, due to the city changing the entertainment tax or whatnot. But on a lower scale, right, you have a lot of amazing underground comics. You got tons and tons of road comics that, you know, are on their way to be the next biggest thing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I feel like Memphis is one of those cities, too, that especially with music, we're always the first to be like, oh, we listened or we heard that person, and now all of a sudden they're famous, and everybody's like, oh, we know that guy
well,
now.
We're a city full of creatives.
Yes.
Truly. Yeah. Like all of us. It's a massive creative culture here.
It's a blue-collar, artsy town.
Yep.
It's weird, but it's definitely
it's a special little spot. It's like, it's special to my heart, too, especially, you know, as being a radio DJ and a host here on 91.7 WYXR. You know, kudos to you guys for getting this off the ground. Anything you want to tell the city about, like, what's going on?
Yeah, so it's at the High Tone Cafe this Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th. We have 25 comedians from all over the country flying in, driving in from every corner of the United States. We have two special podcast headliners. One is a local tag team duo called Night Classy. Two girls who showcase their teacher knowledge in the form of interviewing each other over a glass of wine.
We've got Jason Acevedo, who has been doing comedy since he's like a teenager. Cool. It probably is one of the funniest underrated comics there is out there. You got Renard Hirsch, who did a dry bar last year, and his special did pretty great.
He just recently had a headlining gig at the Apollo.
Yeah,
in New York City.
Sweet.
He's coming down. He's basically like the modern day Sinbad, like
legendary venue.
He's making a big name for himself. So we got a lot of guys and gals that are on the precipice of breaking through, like the proverbial, you know, cellophane that is that is like fame or fortune or whatever you want to call it. And we're happy to showcase them and then bring all that to the city of Memphis. And I really hoped to see, you know, smiling faces, folks I've never seen before come through, because this weekend is packed a lot of stuff. And not only is there like 2-3 music festivals happening at the same time between jazz and Porch Fest and whatever, but now we're in that same lexicon of you know, things to do.
Yeah, no longer can someone stop in and say nothing's going on in the city of Memphis.
Right, right.
Like when you look around, especially in the springtime, there's stuff all the time.
All the time.
And kudos for you guys for like having the courage to pull this out and put it together for everybody.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, proud of you guys.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. We created 13 shows for between both days.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's a jam-packed weekend.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we got everything from comedy on the spot, so improv type comedy. We got roast battles. We got the headliners. We've got a variety show. We've got like an up and coming showcase.
Yeah, we got something for everybody. Yeah. You know,
nice.
We got,
what time does this get started? It's Friday and Saturday, right? The 19th and the 20th.
Yes,
sir. The doors open at 5 o'clock,
and the first show starts at 6 at both days.
Okay, and is it kind of until the last guy is just like?
Well, what time is? We have a schedule, but we have it billed for 6, like basically 5 to midnight.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But it's gonna go later because we have. Yeah. A band, the Smoking Jays, they're going to be doing our after party on the 20th.
Fun. Yeah, they'll be doing the after party downstairs, and then a guy named Kobe Lambskins will be doing the show upstairs.
We got comedy all night, and then music to wind us down and bring us into a nice, pleasant weekend. You know what I'm saying?
So all good
keep
vibes.
The vibes going.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, good vibes all day.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys being here today, and wish you nothing but the most success this weekend.
Thank you, man.
For the Good Vibes Comedy Festival at the High Tone. So we're going to get back to the music tonight. We're going to move in now to Elizabeth King's new album, under her new album that just came out, I guess was released last week or the week before. This is one of her singles, Stretch Out.
Thank you. Thank you. cabin way back in the woods. We lived as close to the mountain as we could. The full moon shone, you could watch it rolling by. All made the smoke like a rider in the sky. Crack of the whip, faster goes the wagon. Snake through the nights like the devil's magic dragon. I can hear him crying, God's not to blame. The soul of the damned riding on a ghost train. On the ghost train.
Located on the second floor of the Crosstown Concourse, the Memphis Listening Lab is a nonprofit collection of music and music history that is open to the public every Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Boasting an eclectic collection of tens of thousands of LPs and 45s, a state-of-the-art sound room, and various vinyl and streaming listening stations, our free library has something for music lovers of all stripes. More information and a complete listing of upcoming events is available at memphislisteninglab.org. We'll be right back.
The morning brings. The heart has its seasons, its years. The night comes so quiet, it's close on the heels of the day.
That you are the song that the world. traffic jam. Laughing at the people as they drive as fast as they can. But 5 miles an hour won't get them very far. They'll still be sitting in their car. I'm sitting on a hilltop looking at the rush hour crowd. The words that they're yelling have gotta make their mamas proud. Hi, Mom. But at the rate they're going, it's gonna be about a year before they get to second gear.
Okay, you guys, thanks everybody for tuning in to Dipping Your Hip, 91.7 WYXR. We have the great Yonder Mountain String Band, Traffic Jam, taking us out. Y'all have a good night.
Before they go.